What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And speaking of nonsense, I highlighted some of this yesterday, and Olivia Rheingold is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. She writes for the Free Press and had a great piece on how the New York Times and other outlets use these pictures of these young kids in Gaza saying that they're starving. But they did a little actual journalism at the Free Press, and Olivia discovered that all 12 of the kids that were used in pictures in the last couple of weeks suffer from other health problems. And they have family members that are just fine. They're not starving. But, of course, the New York Times and others want to use that to their advantage. They've had to apologize, but, of course, the apologies don't ever have the impact that the original stories have had. So Olivia will highlight that here in just a few minutes. I have an audio cut of the day coming up as well. The show started with, this came out yesterday, a consultant report that was written up by the law firm Carmody McDonald on what happened with the emergency management team here in St. Louis during the tornado in May. It's not a pretty picture. It's highly critical of Sarah Russell, who was the director of that group. The mayor yesterday said this investigation makes it clear that there were breakdowns on several levels. I'm committed to putting this report to work so the city of St. Louis can respond at the highest possible levels in any future disaster. Current state representative, he's running for the state senate, Steve Butts. He's a roundtable veteran, is with us this afternoon. His reaction to the report. Hello, Steve. How are you this afternoon?
Hey, Mark. I am doing really good. I did read at least the executive summary, which is like 17 pages long, and I wouldn't say it's worse than I was expecting, but it's every bit as bad as I was hoping it would not be. But it is just a colossal failure. But you know, at the bottom line, I think if our listeners actually read this, it won't take them long, maybe a half hour at the most to study it. There's a lot of acronyms in there, though, so you got to get your alphabet
Wait,
down.
You know what's funny
it's
is
OWS and EOP and EOC and SEMA and everything.
Steve,
else.
You'll love this because you've seen me in here. I have my little red Sharpie out, and I have SEMA, City Emergency Management Agency, EOC, Emergency Operations Center, NIMS, National Incidents Management System, ICS, Incident Command System, EOP, Emergency Operation. So I have my little cheat notes for all that. But you're right. I had to reference that quite a bit.
Yep, that part's crazy, but you know, when you strip it all away, and I give the mayor credit for this, right from the beginning, it seemed like pretty quick the real problem, despite the lack of maintenance, which I'd like to talk about a little bit, was on the day that you knew we were going to have severe weather, the department that is their only job is to alert us for emergency management stuff like this, was at this off-site seminar. And even that, Joe Holloman, I know, did some good reporting on this. Only a few blocks away, you think anybody would have just been listening to your show or looking at any news feed and said, you know what, we better get back to the office. There is severe weather coming. And the fact that that didn't happen, even when this report says Sarah Russell and another person talked about it, like, don't you think we should go back? No, we should stay at this seminar we're at. That part is unbelievable. The next one I think that is just so hard to take because you knew it was going to be recorded, you know, is when Sarah called to the fire department, which was the backup, saying, you got the sirens, and the person answering the phone says, yeah, we got them. And I'm like, how do you not say this is a true emergency? Make sure we sound off the sirens, flip the switch. I mean, the fact that you just say you got the sirens, it just seems unbelievable if you would just look at your phone and see how it was going off.
Yeah.
And then the systemic one that I think is crazy, and this is the kind of stuff that unfortunately in the city we take one step forward, two steps back, keep shooting ourselves in the foot. But there was a maintenance contract in force up until 2021, and then somehow there wasn't a maintenance contract. And, you know, you can bet it's not the best technology. I'm sure it's not the newest stuff. But I was like, of all the things to not keep maintained, you would think this is one of them. And that sure came back to bite us in the butt.
Well, on the Commissioner Russell point, the report says, we were also troubled by Commissioner Russell's refusal during her interview to recognize the multiple failures or to take any personal responsibility for them. But then there's also, you know, to your point on the siren system, there's an indication in this report that Sarah Russell told Mayor Jones that the whole siren system needs to be taken out of service because it wasn't working properly. And I guess they allocated $3.9 million to replace the system in 2024. Now we think we have most of the stuff taken care of, because the other thing that's stunning, Steve, and you know, beyond ironic, is that the day before this thing hit, they did a test and there were, you know, 22 of these sirens that didn't go off that day.
Yeah, you know, and I can kind of accept that, kind of, but to have none of them go off on the day, mm-hmm. the only day that we needed them to really, really, truly go off, you know, in 60 years. I that's the part that's crazy. Yeah, you can see the map. You can see places where there was no coverage. But there's also places where there would have been and was. And that's why I was one of those people. I was downtown when the tornado hit, and I thought, no, I heard the sirens. And they said, no, you didn't. You heard them yesterday, and you're just remembering that you just heard them. We've been testing these sirens. You know, I've lived here my whole life. Basically, it's the first Monday of the month or something. Everybody knows, and you kind of hear them.
Yeah,
in the county, you hear them in the city, and don't be concerned. This is only a test. I mean, for decades, but for them not to work when we needed them the most. So to me, and I didn't quite get this from the report, but this whole department, I don't see that it really serves any function, but it should be placed under the fire department. I mean, they train endlessly for situations like this. They certainly, there's management there 24/7, 365. I'm sure they have a bunker up there on North Jefferson at the fire department headquarters. That, to me, that just makes perfect sense. I mean, they are truly the fire department guys. They are the first line of defense when there is a catastrophe like this. It's really not, I mean, the police help, but really you need the firemen. And I just think that's where this responsibility should go from now on.
Here's an interesting line. The report says that the city's emergency response plan, last updated in 2003, should be updated regularly. 2003!
Yeah, you know, we make fun of
post-9/11 there.
Work, doing all kinds of studies, but I'm like, how do you not look at that one once every 3 to 5 years? I mean, what else was the SEMA group doing? I just can't imagine, because that's the kind of thing that you should be doing, you know, and you know, because there could be an earthquake someday. God forbid there will be another tornado someday. I mean, it's not like
could
they
be a
don't
variety
happen.
Of things. Yeah, absolutely.
Correct.
A variety of things.
Correct.
So the other thing, one other thing I want to point out, I talked about this earlier, is that they were critical in the report of Sarah Russell because she drove through the tornado affected area to conduct what they call the windshield assessment. I guess that's, you know, something they refer to as usually handled by police officers. And they say, you don't often see this word. I shouldn't even be laughing about it. But they say that she dithered. Dither was the word that they used when she should have been back at the office coming up with a better response to what happened on that day. Now, is she still on the payroll, Steve?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, I mean,
she was right up.
Yeah, she is. She is until she's, you know, because I think she has civil service protection until she's, you know, formally fired for cause. And I would guess that's coming down the line pretty soon. But my hunch on the windshield thing was, people have that fight or flight instinct. I got a feeling, I mean, I don't want to get in her head too much, but thinking, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. I can't go back to the command center knowing, you know, maybe just had to see it for yourself.
Right. Yeah,
correct. That, I mean, that one in the report didn't strike me as that crazy. When we had the ice storm and the streets department director did not go outside and drive around in the streets, everybody thought that was crazy. So I, you know, the fact that she went out and looked at the damage for a couple hours, I don't see that as a, if everything in the report, I thought, you know, that seems a little bit believable to me.
Yeah, I can understand that too. Steve Butts, awesome to have you on as usual. We'll see you soon.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
All right,
have
take
a great
care.
Day.
Yep.
Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.